You're listening to Tall Stories here on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Major roads don't often spring to mind as venues for new public space. But in Toronto, that's the plan. And this past weekend, the first stage of the transformation of the underbelly of one of the city's major elevated expressways was unveiled. The plan to create a series of parks and new public realm. When complete, the Bentway will provide nearly 2 kilometres of parkland, performance areas, markets, and even a skating rink in winter. And it will all be nestled between the pillars that support the 8-lane highway above. It's one of the most novel projects to be undertaken in Toronto for a decade, and may well offer a template to other major cities grappling with what to do with their seemingly unlovable corners of the urban environment. Monocle's bureau chief in Toronto, Thomas Lewis, reports.
There's a bluebird.
There's a bluebird.
There's a rainbow.
There's the bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky.
In the 1940s, when Toronto's then city planners were grappling with how to respond to the city's growing population, a decision was made to build a grand expressway that would be the envy of other burgeoning car-centric North American cities. That road, the Gardner Expressway, which was named after the city planner who conceived it, was envisioned as a grand, sweeping expressway running along the edge of Lake Ontario and elevated above the reclaimed land below, areas that would later become the city's industrial hubs. The expressway may have been an engineering marvel at the time it was formally opened in 1955, but it arguably changed the idea of the kind of city Toronto would go on to be in a significant way. The Gardner, as it's known here, runs along the perimeter of the lake, effectively slicing the city itself off from its greatest natural asset. For years, the areas beneath the expressway, as heavy industry gradually moved away, became a no-man's land, an inhospitable barrier between the city and its shoreline. That, however, is set to change.
My name is Julian Sleeth. I'm the CEO of the Bentway Conservancy. Welcome to this new amazing space underneath 8 lanes of traffic above us.
This past weekend, the first stage of the transformation of the Gardner's underbelly into a series of novel public spaces was formally unveiled.
It's a new model for the city of Toronto and probably to other cities here in Canada.
Julian Sleeth is the CEO of the Bentway.
So we're standing underneath what is now known as the Gardner Expressway. Fred Gardner, who was one of the city commissioners back in the 1940s, he and his colleagues envisioned a cross east-west highway, this sort of vision for Toronto. And during the late 1950s and into the 1960s, they built 18 kilometres of expressway. Above us there are 8 lanes of traffic, moving pretty continuously and sort of the artery of the city of Toronto, particularly the downtown core. And like so many cities around the world, there are these big elevated highways bisecting a city. And what's quite extraordinary for this particular spot, and now I'm getting to know elsewhere in the world similar projects, is that we don't really think of underneath these expressways and highways as a public space. You know, the downtown area in and around the Gardner Expressway is transforming itself from an industrial, post-industrial age into a big residential community that is in desperate need of public spaces to bring us all together again and connect us again.
The Bentway, as work on completing it continues over the next year or so, will include a variety of public spaces, from an amphitheatre-type space for live performances, parkland for dog walkers, spaces for weekend markets, and a park for skateboarding in the summer, and a space for ice skaters in the winter. John Tory, the mayor of Toronto, was among those who backed the plan from an early stage.
You know, frankly, over the years, we thought of the expressway as being a sort of a necessary nuisance. I mean, it was a thing that was part of the transportation infrastructure, but the space underneath was kind of abandoned, and, you know, all you did was keep it clean, you know, keep the litter off it. And so it took Ken Greenberg and then a whole bunch of other people after that to say, no, you could do so much more with a space that actually, when you think about it that way, is quite grand. I mean, the bents, as they're called, the big columns that hold up the expressway, are actually quite majestic, and they create quite a magnificent sort of space. And then you have to sort of say, well, gee, all that land in a city that is kind of running out of land and we're not making any new land, all that land was not being used for people purposes, and all these people were living around it. And so I think it's been a great team effort of these creative people who thought, no, why don't we use the land underneath for something? It's protected from the weather a great deal of the time. And then I think the other addition to it was the partnership aspect. And then following that was the commitment to, I hate to use the word program it because it sounds very, forcing people, regimented, but it's really just to animate it, to make sure that it wasn't just a space, but that in the winter there would be skating, and in the summer there'd be skateboarding, and there'd be artists, and there'd be pop-up things that would go on. And so here you have a space that was desolate before, maybe kept clean, but not regarded as any place anybody would go, that is now alive to thousands of people, winter, spring, summer, and fall, because we really do, of course, have four seasons here.
The Bentway isn't only an imaginative approach to transforming an apparently unusable area of the urban fabric, but it's also a response to the type of urbanism that has popped up along Lake Ontario as heavy industry has moved away, and that has, for many, come to define the latest chapter of Toronto's development. Big, rather unremarkable glass residential towers dotted along the waterfront that have created street-level areas that don't largely replicate the idea of a neighbourhood as is found in such abundance elsewhere in Toronto. And that's largely due to the dearth of a public space that residents of these new buildings can use as their back garden. From a design perspective too, this first completed stage of the Bentway is an intriguing glance at how designing a new public space within the confines of a major piece of transport infrastructure, in this case the struts of the expressway, might be done.
My name is Lauren Abrahams, I'm with Public Work. We were the lead designers on the project. One of the challenges from the start was just overcoming all the preconceptions about what it might be like to invite the public, underneath what really is the kind of one of the most divisive, hated structures in the city. And I think overcoming that and doing it not through words, but doing it by inviting people into space and inviting them to have all of these kind of new diversity of experiences and see for themselves and make their own experiences of what it could be like under here. I think that's really powerful, and I think it speaks both to the transformation of this project, but it also speaks to all of the other sort of hidden and marginalized spaces in cities that are so important for us to kind of switch our attitude about and be able to see actually as real opportunities as opposed to just these kind of dead spaces. So I think the transformative potential of working on this project could have a greater reach throughout the city too.
If other cities, which are growing as quickly as Toronto is, need inspiration on how to revitalise and reimagine the apparently unusable corners of its urban fabric, then taking a wander down into the colonnaded underpass beneath one of Canada's busiest expressways would be a good place to start.
It's a really new and special place. Thank you for helping us remix the Gardiner Expressway into the Bentway. Thank you.
For Monocle in Toronto, I'm Thomas Lewis.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Thomas Lewis for this week's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.